Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about partnering with missions, particularly how we can be more effective in our prayers for missionaries around the world, for missionaries next door, for missionaries wherever they're at, including where you're at. So each morning we're taking a look at a different topic that, well, would be good to pray about when we think about our missions. And today we're going to focus in on wisdom. 2 Peter 3, verse 15 says, "Bear in mind that our Lord's patience means salvation, just as our dear brother Paul also wrote you with the wisdom that God gave him." Peter writes, and he reminds his readers, he reminds us, that God's love involves patience. And he says, I'm not just making this up. Sometimes you or I say something and people kind of shrug their shoulders and say, well, that's your opinion. But Peter defends his statement. He says it's the same thing that the Apostle Paul has written to you with the wisdom that God gave him. And so as we pray for missionaries, as we pray for mission endeavors in your workplace, in your school, in your home, in your community, we pray for wisdom. That we would accurately understand and convey the message of the good news of Jesus. Not our opinion, but truth. And that we would pray about living with that wisdom that comes from God. And we would examine the wisdom that we speak with, the wisdom that we think with. And when we discover that it's not what it should be, we have a great solution. Because God says through his servant James, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives generously without finding fault. Sometimes we ask people for things and they get tired of us asking. I gave you that last week. You just asked me yesterday. Why do you keep asking for the same thing? That's not God when it comes to wisdom. He says he'll give generously without finding fault. You didn't use the wisdom I gave you last week very well. That's not a God response. And so we pray that the wisdom that we have will grow. We pray for those involved in missions, that they are filled with a wisdom that comes from God in the midst of all of their decisions and choices, in all of their certainties and uncertainties. Those questions that they really don't know what the answer is. That God would fill them with a wisdom of the right direction, the right choice, the right decision. Our heads can easily be filled with advice. In fact, the Bible says that many advisors make for great plans. I think you look at the context, godly advisors. You read through the Old Testament and there are times where there were many advisors all advising wrong. As Israel was poised on the banks of the Jordan, ready to enter the land God had promised them, they sent out the 12 spies to spy out the land and determine what it was that God was giving them. The many advisor says it can't be done. And so they didn't. Two of the advisors says it's God's plan, it can be done. But they were ignored. And so while many advisors is good, the quality and spiritual depth of those advisors is critical. And so we pray for mission organizations that their advisors would be wise and godly, that there would be wisdom applied in selecting those who oversee missions, just as there's wisdom, godly wisdom, applied in selecting those who oversee God's church. We recognize that our understanding is limited and, in a sense, just a speck when it's compared to God's understanding. But it's a spirit that He gives us that lives within us that provides an understanding of wisdom that is helpful. Helpful in accomplishing all that God wants us to do. Helpless in being all that God wants us to be. And so as we consider the missionaries, here at Deer Run, we have 13 mission organizations or individuals that we help support. There are various mission groups and organizations and individuals that are supported by individuals within the congregation that they've connected with. You may be listening to this broadcast and involved in a church other than Deer Run, and that's great. And you probably have other missions. And so I'm encouraging every one of us to include wisdom in the things that we pray for those missionaries that are serving, to take the name of Jesus to people that need to hear it. I'm praying for wisdom as you take the name of Jesus to people who need to hear it. That together, whether we go or whether we send, we accomplish the work God set out to be done. And the name of Jesus is proclaimed around the world as the way, the truth, and the life. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be right with you, in order to have wisdom, because you've offered it. So God, I do pray for wisdom. I pray for wisdom for those missionaries that are in foreign lands that they're not fully accustomed to. They've learned and they've studied and they've researched, and there's always surprises. May you fill them with great wisdom and careful selection of how they word the message of truth so that it's understood plainly. Wisdom in all of the decisions in dealing with people, with government entities, with other groups that may or may not like them in the area. May they have wisdom in the proper approach to all of the processes of life that need to be done in a place that's not what they grew up with. Father, for those missionaries and mission workers that are working and living in places more familiar to their heritage, may you give them wisdom to see beyond the normal, the usual, the customary. May they see the opportunities and make the most of them. Father, for all of us, as we serve as those representatives of Jesus in our workplace, in our schools, in our homes, in our neighborhoods, as we carry the message of Jesus, may we have the wisdom to live it well, to speak it well, to share it well. Father, when we discover that we're lacking, may we have the humility to boldly ask for wisdom from you, knowing that you'll give it, and then help us to use that wisdom well and to apply it in ways that lift up Jesus, that as we lift up him, he would draw all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.